T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us right now, he is a co-host of Fantasy Live on the NFL Network. His name is Marcus Grant, and my sources tell me he's a Bay Area guy, guru. Marcus, welcome to the show. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Glad to have you. Glad to be on. Thanks for having me, guys.
Vallejo, huh?
That's right. Born and raised.
Oh, nice, nice. The first thing we were talking about before we get to some fantasy stuff, did you see the list of the 50... greatest black athletes put out by the Undefeated?
I saw that. I also saw a little bit of, read a little bit of Mike Wilbon sort of crushing them for who didn't make the list. Yes.
Right. Was there anything that that stuck out to you? Who would your five, or let's say top 3 to 5 greatest black athletes of all time? How would your list go?
Let's see. In no particular order, I would go Bo Jackson, Muhammad Ali, Jackie Robinson, Serena Williams, and LeBron James.
See, you're going by the hard, fast athlete, and you're stopping it right at athlete, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and see, clearly on this list, there were other factors take, because Bo Jackson, is he even on this list?
Yeah, he is. He
what number?
Is
25. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going strictly on great athletes, you're right. I think Bo Jackson's got to be in the top five. But anyway, just... a lot of fun to go through that list. Marcus Grant joining us. He co-hosts Fantasy Live on NFL Network. Give it to me straight. I mean, who are the top 3 fantasy players heading into the 2017 season?
The top 3 guys off the board, and it kind of depends on preference, but it's going to be some combination of David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott, and Le'Veon Bell, simply because finding a true workhorse running back that can produce at those kind of levels, those guys are getting harder to find across fantasy football. So when you have a chance to grab one of those, you go do it. So those would be the first 3 guys off the board in some order in pretty much every draft.
Marcus, we know the NFL is king, and it's been popular since its inception. But how shocked are you that fantasy football has just taken it to a level that I don't think fantasy baseball, fantasy basketball, or fantasy anything will ever come close? And guys like you that have your show on NFL Network, do you just sit back and just say, wow?
Every day. Every single day. I mean, just a quick story. When I first got, I've been here 6 years now, and when I first got this job, I remember calling home to tell my dad about it and explaining to him what fantasy football was, because he didn't 100% know. And I told him what the job was, and he got quiet, and he said, "They're going to pay you for that?" I said, "Bro, I'm just as surprised as you." But it is a big deal, and it does kind of surprise me. But I think part of it is, for football versus, say, baseball or basketball, you don't need necessarily to give it your day-to-day attention. You can be a competent fantasy owner really with about 10 minutes per week of attention to your team. And you really have to watch games basically once a week. You tune in on Sundays, and you can get the gist of what's happening. So, you know, as much as I love those other sports and fantasy is fun in those other sports, they do require a little bit more of a time commitment and a little more attention than fantasy does. And I think that's gone a long way toward helping fantasy football really take off.
Marcus, there's no doubt that the most important position in football is the quarterback. So why are the top 3 players in fantasy running backs?
Scarcity. Just because, as I mentioned, there aren't as many running backs you can get who are going to provide you the sort of production you can get with those top 3, maybe top 3 to 5 guys. The difference at quarterback is that, for as important as it is, in fantasy, you only start one in most leagues. You start one per week. Let's say you have a 10 to 12 team league. That means the only 10 to 12 guys are actually really relevant. There's a lot of depth at the fantasy quarterback position. So, sure, it's great to have an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady or a Drew Brees, but you can still get pretty good production later in your draft from guys like, say, Kirk Cousins or Matthew Stafford, and not have to pay as much of a draft price. So because there is greater depth at the position right now, it's not quite as important to get one early in your draft.
We've got people on the text line that are asking questions, and I'll just throw them at you. This is from the 650. Which running backs should we stay away from if we're playing fantasy football?
Right now, I'm really scared of what's going on in the Saints backfield. I mean, with Mark Ingram there, with Adrian Peterson there, with Alvin Kamara, the rookie, possibly working in, there's no clear delineation of separation of workload there. So I don't really know about that. I'm also just generally concerned about what's happening in the Patriots backfield, simply because, as I like to say, Bill Belichick hates your fantasy team. And so there's no clarity at all whatsoever about who's going to get the football consistently there. It could be Mike Gillislee, could be Rex Burkhead, could be James White or Deion Lewis. So where there are committees with no clear separation of responsibilities, those are the ones that make me the most concerned.
Now, Marcus,
Raiders, in other words.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Go ahead, Guru.
Marcus, I was going to ask, are there any big names on your list that you think are going to be bust in this upcoming NFL season?
No guys that I think are just flat out bust. I think value is kind of where you find it. If you can get a guy kind of later in your draft, you know, then I think it's fine. And I know you guys, I heard you mention the Raiders. I know Marshawn Lynch is kind of a name that it's been a lot of discussion, because I think deep down we all want, you know, the 2012 version of Beast Mode, who's going to get 300 touches a year and put up huge numbers. I don't know that he is still necessarily that guy. I don't know that the Raiders need him to be that guy. So I think with, you know, for instance, with Marshawn Lynch, it's a situation where the volume that we've seen from him in the past that made him such a great fantasy option just might not be possible. I think he can be good. I just don't think we're going to see the heyday of Beast Mode like we did in Seattle.
Is Tom Brady by far the number one quarterback, or are there other quarterbacks that can challenge him in terms of fantasy points, i.e. like a Derek Carr?
I think Derek Carr is one of the, when I talked about those kind of like mid to later round options that maybe won't put up, you know, ridiculous eye-popping video game numbers, but still give you good week-to-week production, Derek Carr is there. If we're talking fantasy quarterbacks at the top, though, it really right now begins and ends with Aaron Rodgers. He is still the king among fantasy football quarterbacks. I mean, this is a guy who has been among the top three at his position pretty much consistently every year for the last 5 or 6 years. You know, Brady is a guy who's certainly in the top five. He's in that conversation. But right now, the number 12 in Green Bay trumps the number 12 in New England.
Marcus, I have a fantasy team, and I feel like, you know, I got 100, but I have friends that have like 5 or 6. When is overkill? When is too much? When is too many teams?
I don't know. If you know, you come tell me. Last year, I was in 12 fantasy leagues.
Marcus.
Which I will admit is taxing at times. And, you know, part of it is work related. Part of it is kind of just being in this industry. Part of it is, you know, when my friends found out I got this job, I got a lot of calls from people I hadn't heard from since high school asking me to be in a fantasy league with them. So, you know, it is a time commitment. I would say for the average casual person, I think three to five is probably about the max.
Let me ask you this, because I'm not familiar with the ins and outs of fantasy. What's the difference between PPR or a standard league?
PPR stands for points per reception. And okay. So the added wrinkle, as it you know, sounds like, is whenever one of your players catches the football, you get an extra point for that, versus standard, where it just tends to tally up, you know, yards and touchdowns and turnover and that sort of thing. So PPR is kind of the extra wrinkle. It seems to be the big trend. That's where a lot of fantasy leagues are going nowadays.
Getting a couple questions about Christian McCaffrey of the Chiefs. What do you think about him?
The Panthers, yeah. Love Christian McCaffrey. I'm a huge fan of him. I think we're going to see the Panthers change some things on offense. They traditionally haven't thrown to the running back a lot, but I think you're going to see Christian McCaffrey really make an impact with this group, whether catching it out of the backfield, lining up as a slot receiver occasionally. They want to get the football out of Cam Newton's hands as much as possible, as quickly as possible. And I think having a legit pass-catching running back threat who can be a kind of a short or intermediate option in that offense is going to do a lot of damage this year.
Yeah, my bad. Andy Reid wishes Christian McCaffrey were on that roster.
Go
ahead, Guru.
Now, when you look at the San Francisco 49ers, you know, right now they're it's in a process. They're doing the rebuild thing. Is there anybody offensively, mainly the quarterback, that you think could surprise people in fantasy, and that being Brian Hoyer?
I do think Brian Hoyer has some value. And I know, you know, right now people say 49ers and fantasy in the same sentence, and a lot of people start laughing, but I wouldn't sleep on them. They do have some options. You know, Carlos Hyde, you know, first and foremost, Yeah, I've sort of laughed because rumors of his demise have been greatly exaggerated throughout the summer. He's still going to be their number one running back, at least at the start of the season. But Brian Hoyer, I think, has some kind of late round deep sleeper value, especially if you have a quarterback that's on a bye, or maybe you just need an injury stopgap for a couple of weeks. Don't sleep on Brian Hoyer. What he's done throughout his career has been undervalued, and especially with Kyle Shanahan, I think can really help him this year. And finally, Pierre Garçon, I think, is really being undervalued significantly this year. His best ever season came working with Shanahan in Washington, and he's going to get loaded up with targets. They're going to throw the ball to him a ton this year, and I think people are really sleeping on Pierre Garçon.
Hey, Marcus, great stuff. Really appreciate it, and thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me. Love to do it again sometime.
All right, absolutely. That's Marcus Grant. He's the co-host of Fantasy Live on NFL Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.